KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.
You can't see a logo on the radio, but we have a new one. So I wanted to tell you the story. Hi, this is Jill from Marnie Elkhorn. In late 2016, we purchased Walnut Communications, our longtime neighbor and frequent partner. It has been a great match, and as we have grown into one company, having the same name and logo seemed to be the proper next step. Walnut Communications is now Marnie Elkhorn, so we share a logo, a name, and a deep commitment to providing all our customers outstanding communication services. Marnie Elkhorn, your local connection.
Starting off with high school sports from last night, sub-state final baseball being played around the state for classes 3A and 4A. And the two games that were played here in Western Iowa were moved up earlier in the afternoon to try to avoid the threat of any rain that could have moved in later on in the evening. So they got started at 3 o'clock, and it was Bishop Healing Catholic beating Sergeant Bluff Luton 5-4, and Harlan winner 6-0 over Winterset. So Harlan Cyclones head back to the state tournament there in Class 3A. Other teams that were winners in Class 3A, Davenport Assumption, Bondurant Farrar, Boone, Carlisle, and Solon, and Waverly Shellrock. And the bracket's not out quite yet there for Class 3A and 4A here this morning. 4A winners last night were Cedar Rapids, Washington, Epworth, and Johnston, Marshalltown, North Scott, Urbandale, West Des Moines Valley, and Waukee. All winners there in high school sub-state final baseball play. Now, yesterday, the Class 1A and 2A state tournament brackets were released, and first games coming up on Friday for Class 1A. Tri-Center will be the 8th seed and take on the top-seeded Newman Catholic team out of Mason City. That'll be an 11 o'clock start at Principal Park there in Des Moines on Friday morning. They'll be followed by St. Albert, who is the 5 seed. They'll take on the 4 seed Martinsdale-St. Mary's at 1:30 coming up on Friday afternoon. The other matchups there in 1A are Lisbon facing Don Bosco and Northland taking on Remsen-St. Mary's. In the Class 2A, a trainer drew the 8 seed. They'll take on top-seeded Iowa City Regina. That will be a 11 o'clock start coming up on the following Monday on the 23rd. So it'll be a trainer and Iowa City Regina there at 11 o'clock on Monday at Principal Park. The other matchups in 2A have Van Meter facing Alta Aurelia in the 4-5 game. In the 2-7 matchup, it's Wilton facing Denver. And in the 3-6 game, it's Estherville-Lincoln Central taking on Centerville. State softball continued yesterday at Fort Dodge. Lots of action on the plate, and it was a Class 1A semifinal play along with 2A semifinals. And, well, the rest of the classes had their semis as well later on in the day. But in Class 1A, it was Collins Maxwell beating Lisbon 1-0. AGWSR top Akron Westfield 12-5. In the 2A semis, it was Loiza Muscatine beating Central Springs 2-1. Iowa City Regina was a 1-0 winner over Des Moines Christian. In the 3A semifinals, Davenport Assumption beat Humboldt 9-1 and Roland Story 4-0 over Albia. In the 4A semifinals, ADM topped Newton 9-8, and it was Des Moines Hoover 12-1 over Sergeant Bluff Luton in five innings of play. And in the Class 5A semis, it was Pleasant Valley 9-4 over West Des Moines Valley, and Indianola beat Cedar Rapids Jefferson 6-0. And then there were a few consolation games yesterday as well. In Class 3A consolation play, it was Spirit Lake over Waterloo Columbus Catholic 5-1. In the 4A consolation round, Cedar Rapids Xavier beat Dallas Center Grimes 11-0 in five innings, and Independence was an 8-4 winner over Charles City. And in 5A, it was Iowa City High, a 3-1 win over Johnston, and Fort Dodge beat Dubuque Hempstead 8-6. That's a look at your action from yesterday at the state softball tournament. Now, moving on to the schedule here for today, it's a pretty light schedule compared to the previous few days. Just four different games will be played here this evening there in Fort Dodge. The Class 1A third place game will start at 5 o'clock on Diamond 2 as Lisbon takes on Akron Westfield. The 1A championship is at 6 o'clock tonight on the Buena Vista University Diamond, and that will be Collins Maxwell facing AGWSR. And the third place game in Class 2A will start at 7 o'clock on Diamond 2 as Central Springs faces Des Moines Christian. And the 2A championship being played at 8:15 here tonight on the Buena Vista Diamond as Loiza Muscatine will take on Iowa City Regina. Let's look at your state softball schedule here for today. Moving on to some other postseason accolades that were handed out yesterday in relation to the baseball and softball seasons. The Hawkeye 10 All-Conference softball teams were announced, and first-team selections included unanimous choices for Atlantic and Allie Anderson, the senior pitcher, and Alexis Handel, the senior third baseman. Also named to the first team for Atlantic were Alyssa Derby, the freshman catcher, and Bailey Newell, the junior shortstop there for the Trojans. Also for Atlantic, they got a couple on the second team, Reagan Pellett, the sophomore, and Mackenzie Waters, a sophomore. And honorable mention selections were Olivia Engler, the freshman, and Carson Rush, a junior. Postseason awards handed out from the Rolling Valley Conference as well for both baseball and softball. In softball, first-team selections included pitchers Kayla Lenz of Coon Rapids Baird and Talia Schoen of Glidden-Ralston, catcher Caitlin Winnett of Coon Rapids Baird, infielders Cassidy Hatcher of West Harrison, Sophia Peppers of Exira EHK, and Jade Hayes of Coon Rapids Baird and Avery Schlabach of Glidden-Ralston, outfielders Keely Nelson of Exira EHK, Allison Speaker of CAM, Cora McAllister of Coon Rapids Baird, and utility players Lindsay Anderson of Boyer Valley and Hope Shearer of Woodbine. Also on the baseball first team, pitchers Alex Bantam of Woodbine and Nick Holstey of CAM, catcher Drew Shirky of Arweva, infielders Cole Burmeister of Exira EHK, Ben Tibkin of CAM, Keegan Simons of Arweva, Trenton Golay of Coon Rapids Baird, outfielders Ryan Guy of Woodbine, Thomas Hensley of CAM, Dalton Ehlers of Arweva, and utility players Christian Cook of Coon Rapids Baird and Isaac Bauer of CAM. And those are your first-team selections there for the Rolling Valley Conference All-Conference Awards. You can take a look at those full lists and the second-team selections as well on that story on our sports page at KJN.com. In other sporting news, the L.A. Dodgers starting lineup just got a lot better. The NL West leaders have acquired all-star shortstop Manny Machado from the Orioles for a package of five minor league prospects. The trade ends weeks of speculation concerning Machado's landing spot, with Baltimore sitting deep in the AL East cellar. Machado is scheduled to become a free agent this fall. Major League Baseball is ordering Milwaukee Brewers reliever Josh Hader to go through sensitivity training and participate in diversity and inclusion initiatives. The commissioner's office made the requirements after years-old racist and homophobic tweets of his resurfaced during Thursday's All-Star game. The Angels are praising outfielder Mike Trout for prioritizing his personal values over commercial self-promotion. The Angels' statement was released one day after Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said the All-Star would be an even bigger star if he would spend more time marketing himself. The team extolled the time he spends visiting hospitals, schools, and charities, and the quality time he spends with his family. And Tuesday's All-Star game received record low television ratings, dropping from 5.2 from 5.5 last year. The American League's 8-6-10 inning win over the National League was viewed in about 8.7 million homes, the lowest figure since 2013. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports has been brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.